Nolte, majority of Americans aged 18 to 24 say Hamas massacre of Israeli civilians justified. By John Nolte on October 24, 2023. Polling shows that a majority of those aged 18 to 24 believe that Hamas's massacre of 1,200 Israeli civilians in Israel was justified. Buy guns, America. In the immortal words of Keanu Reeves, lots and lots of guns. Does anyone have any more questions about how something like the Holocaust could happen? The poll asked, do you think the Hamas killing of 1,200 Israeli civilians in Israel can be justified by the grievances of Palestinians, or is it not justified? And a slim majority of those aged 18 to 24 said it was justified. Only 49% said the massacre was not justified. What you need to know, horror of the Hamas terror attack on civilians at Kibbutz Be'eri in Israel. The news is not much better among those aged 25 to 34. Only a slim majority of 52% said the massacre of innocent civilians was unjustified, while 48% said it was. Ages 35 to 44 to 39% said justified, while 61% said not justified. Ages 45 to 54 to 23% said justified, while 77% said not justified. Ages 55 to 64 to 11% said justified, while 89% said not justified. Age 65 and up, 9% said justified, while 91% said not justified. In other words, a shocking 51% of young people saw what Hamas did. The savages did live stream it, after all. And living among us in what is supposed to be an enlightened age are millions and millions of young people who believe it is justified to commit mass murder, rape, and corpse desecration against innocent civilians. Expert tears up describing the emotional toll of identifying murdered children in Israel. Why? The answer to this question is as frightening as the poll results. These idiots believe Israel is the oppressor and Gaza is the oppressed. That's not even true. Israel has nothing to do with running Gaza. But even if it were true, millions of American young people still believe that indiscriminate war crimes and atrocities are justified against an oppressor. And what is happening all around us? The organized left, in the form of the corporate media, social media, academia, Hollywood, and the Democrat Party, teach young people that anyone who votes Republican is an oppressor. Oh, man. Thank you, Founding Fathers, for the Second Amendment. Ever since the Democrat Party launched the George Floyd riots in 2020, I've been saying that the only thing stopping the neo-Nazis and Black Lives Matter and Antifa from moving their reign of terror into the suburbs and small towns is their knowledge that we all own guns. Don't doubt for a second that if we were as unarmed and helpless as the Israelis, BLM and Antifa would be pulling us out of our homes, executing us, and taking hostages as Jake Tapper lies to the world about a mega bombing at St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Media repeat Hamas propaganda on hospital blast. Israel shows evidence terrorist rocket responsible. Back to the poll. Because it gets worse. Remember how 51% of those aged 18 to 24 believe what happened in Israel on October 7th was justified? Well, 62% of that same group say that the attacks were genocidal, and 51% said it was still justified. Among those aged 25 to 34, 71% said the attack was genocidal, and still, 48% said it was justified. Genocide against Jews justified. The left is raising a generation of violent, godless, hate-filled young people. Before it's too late. Get out of the cities. Buy guns. You can't say you weren't warned. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7th Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.